Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. We're going to talk this morning about giving. Verse 25, the liberal soul shall be made fat. He that watereth shall be watered also himself. Moffat says, one gives away and still he grows the richer. Another keeps what he should give and is the poorer. A liberal soul will be enriched, and he who waters will himself be watered. Another translation says, it is possible to give away and become richer. It is possible to give away and become richer. It is also possible to hold on too tightly and lose everything. Yes, the liberal man shall be rich. Now, it doesn't mean liberal in all of his thinking. It just means liberal in his giving. By watering others, he waters himself. Revised Standard says, one man gives freely, yet grows all the richer. Another withholds what he should give, and only suffers want. A liberal man will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered. Another says, one man is lavish, yet grows still richer. Lavish, yet grows still richer. Another is too sparing, yet is the poorer. He who confers benefits will be amply enriched, and he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Turn to Proverbs 3. You know, there are many, many people in this world. Many, many people in this world. I was looking at an atlas this past week, some, and you think about how many of the people there are right around here, and then you look and see how big the world is, and you look and see all those cities around. It's mind-boggling. There are a lot of people. Supposedly over 4 billion people. Now that's a lot. Supposedly over 1 billion of those in China alone. That's a lot too. You think about it would take at least four times the population of the United States to equal that. There are a lot of people in the United States, aren't there? There's a lot of people just right around us here, let alone the whole United States. And we here in Colorado, there's hardly anybody in Colorado compared to California or New York or on the East Coast. There are a lot of people. A lot of people. Jesus loves every one of them, doesn't he? He died for every one of them. He died and paid the price through his substitutionary sacrifice that every single human being on the face of this earth could have total freedom in him. Total freedom. Total freedom from all that the devil would do to him. From the bondage of the evil one. Well, it doesn't take somebody too intelligent to realize that all of the 4 billion or so people that are on the face of this earth are not yet enjoying that, are they? In fact, even though America, United States of America, is generally regarded as a Christian nation, yet we know, even among our own acquaintances, people that we work with, and even members of some of our families, many that don't yet know Jesus. And if they do know Jesus, they only know him in a very limited way. Maybe only as a ticket salesman to get their ticket to heaven. Not as somebody that will bless them or love them or help them or heal them or prosper them right here and now or give them any guidance in this life. But that's not the will of God, is it? That's not the will of God that people be destroyed for lack of knowledge, that they just live a mere existence after all that Jesus has purchased for them and after all of God's love has been shown toward them. That's not the will of God. Well, the only way, dear friend, that those people are going to be helped reach with God's message of deliverance in Christ Jesus. The only way that it's going to be done is through people just like you and I. And you may think, well, I can't do very much. Well, you may not be able to do enough to reach all 4 billion people just by yourself, but yet that one or that two or that thousand or that million that you do affect, they're precious in God's sight. And if each one of us does our part, then the Lord Jesus, who's the head of the church, will see that all of us doing our part gets the job done. I know that you can look at it in a doubtful way, and you can easily be tempted to think there's no way. How could we possibly ever reach all those people? Well, ours is not to question how. Ours is just to do what we're told to do. And to believe that it can be done, or the Lord would have never given us orders to do it. But you know, you can't win a victory with a bunch of lackadaisical soldiers, can you? You have to have soldiers that mean business. If you're going to win a battle, if your army's going to be victorious, the soldiers, the people involved in the war, in the struggle, in the conflict, have to be committed, serious, dedicated people. And to be honest with you, that's why the communists have made the inroads that they have in the countries of this world today. Not because what they're offering is so great. Not because they've got the truth, because they don't. They've got a bunch of lies. Bunch of falsehoods. But the reason why that they have been able to spread like a fungus across this planet, enslaving millions and millions, hundreds and hundreds of millions of people, the very reason why they've been able to do that is because they're committed, dedicated,